This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. I've got a few comments about masks and mask mandates today, even though there are things that are far more important right now than masks. You know, we're about to go to war with China. It looks like we've got a secret intelligence community coup being planned against President Trump. The left-wing media is run by treasonous criminal traitors. And big tech, of course, is has already sold out to communist China. So there are much bigger issues here. But on the mask issue, it's just at least worth commenting because President Trump has come out and agreed with what I have been saying since day one. President Trump said, we must wear masks if we want to reopen the economy. Masks work, and wearing a mask is patriotic. It's almost like he's been watching my videos or something, because that's exactly what I have been saying for months. And I do not agree with mask mandates. I've spoken out against those very strongly. I also think it's insanely stupid to tell people to wear masks in their own homes or in their own cars or even on a beach or walking around in a park. That's insane. But for shared indoor air, if you're in a building, if you're in a grocery store, you should wear a mask. If you're in an elevator, if you're on a subway or a train or in an Uber vehicle or something, you should wear a mask. Why? Because masks work. Now, I fully understand that most people in independent media and pro-Trump conservative media, most people believe now that masks don't work, which is amazing because a year ago, they all believed that masks did work. In fact, buying a gas mask was part of being a prepper. And people know that masks work to filter out sawdust in construction, or if you're painting or doing drywall, you wear a particulate mask. Why? Because masks work. But now many people are convinced that masks don't work, so they think Trump has sold out America by saying that we should all wear masks. Well, I'm here to correct the record and say again that those who think that masks don't work, I'm not trying to be insulting, they simply don't have good knowledge of medicine. It's crucial. You've got to understand that, yes, masks don't protect the wearer from viruses that are floating around, and that's not their design. What masks do is they trap the aerosolized spit particles from people who are speaking who are themselves infected. Masks are virus traps or spit traps. And when they are worn by people who are infected, they prevent those people from projecting aerosolized, virus-contaminated spit particles into the air where they would be inhaled by other people. So, in other words, you see people out there saying that masks don't work. You know, a lot of InfoWars people saying that. A lot of people even on my platform, Brighteon.com, are saying that. It's sort of half correct in the sense that, yeah, a mask doesn't protect the wearer, but that's not the point. The mask traps the spit particles of the person who's already infected so that they don't project the spit particles into the air to infect more and more people. That's how masks function. So when people say masks don't work, they should explain it better, frankly. Masks do work to cut down infections when they're worn by everybody in shared air environments. But again, masks should not be mandated. I don't believe in government forcing people to wear masks. And I don't believe it makes any sense to wear a mask yourself in your own car or in your own house. I mean, who are you going to infect? Yourself? It doesn't make any sense. And also, some people have respiratory problems where they really can't wear a mask. But all these ideas of, oh, a mask raises your CO2 levels and depletes your body of oxygen, I'm telling you, it's nonsense. It's total nonsense. A simple cloth mask cannot achieve such aims. It cannot filter out the oxygen from the air you're breathing. And the level of CO2 that you're, quote, rebreathing is so minuscule that it makes no difference. And I've seen people, you know, hook up to some machine and then they wear a mask and then all of a sudden, you know, their heart rate goes up. Yeah, it's because they're... It's a placebo effect. They're nervously on camera are kind of excited, wondering what will happen. So their heart rate goes up. If they weren't on camera, the heart rate wouldn't go up. I mean, doctors and surgeons and painters and construction workers have been wearing masks. As I've said before, my elderly mother-in-law has been wearing a mask walking around Taiwan for 40 years, and she doesn't drop dead. And by the way, if masks kill people, then why don't we have a bunch of deaths of children every Halloween? Huh? I mean, if masks are so dangerous and deadly, as everybody's saying right now, oh my God, they're going to poison you with CO2, then how does Halloween work when you've got millions of kids all across America wearing masks all on the same night? You would think there'd be like a spike in oxygen deprivation deaths the next day, right? Where are all the refrigerated trucks carting out the bodies of dead children following Halloween? Well, the answer is masks don't kill people. Masks don't starve you of oxygen. It's all nonsense. But to keep it all in perspective, like I said, there's a much bigger picture here, which is that the mandates are being pushed. And with the mask mandate comes the vaccine mandate. And that's where they're trying to kill you, with the vaccine, not the mask. The mask mandate is just obedience training so that you will comply with the actual kill shot, which is the vaccine. You understand? So they start with the mask, which is really non-interventionist for the most part. I mean, they're not injecting you with anything. And they say, you know, you should obey the mask mandate so they can get you to line up and be a sheeple and agree to whatever they tell you to do. And then they follow that and say, well, now you have to agree to the vaccine mandate. See, that's where I say no mandates of either one of these. I say no to both. And that's the point I'm trying to make here. Whether you agree or disagree on masks, we all deserve the right to say no. If you don't want to wear a mask, I say you have the right to say no. If you don't want to have a vaccine shot, you should have the right to say no. The government doesn't own your body. So protect your health freedom. Keep reading my website, naturalnews.com. Listen to my podcast at brighttown.com. And, you know, I don't have anything against people who disagree with me on masks. It's, you know, President Trump agrees with me now. That's a big deal. And President Trump is right. If we would all just wear masks in public, then we could recover economically and get America back to work very quickly, because most of the infections would fade away within a matter of weeks. Frankly, it's the people who aren't wearing masks who are the ones transmitting this, even though the fatality rates are falling. It's still the non-mask-wearing people who are transmitting the virus, who are causing extended lockdowns and quarantines and creating more demand for vaccines. So I say, if you don't want to be vaccinated, wear a freaking mask. Stop the infections and take away the pandemic from the vaccine industry. They want the pandemic. You can stop it by wearing a mask. That's why Trump says it's patriotic. So when I'm in public, I wear a mask because I understand the science. I understand how it works. And I'm with Trump on this. Wear a mask so we can reopen the economy and we can beat Big Pharma at their game. What if nobody needed a vaccine by the time the vaccines are all approved? Huh? Well, then there wouldn't be any reason to buy them, would there? What if we beat this with vitamin D and quercetin and wearing masks? Then we don't need their drugs and their vaccines. That's victory. That's why wearing a mask in public places voluntarily, without being forced to do so, is actually the pathway to victory for America. That's why I wear a mask emblazoned with the USA flag, by the way. So I'm glad that Trump has finally come around and he sees that for what it is. I wish many other people would wake up to this. The anti-mask hysteria that's out there is insanely irrational. It's as insane as the delusional left-wing lunatics who think that biological men can turn into women through LGBT magic. It's the same kind of nonsense. And it's, you know, it's very concerning that there's this kind of insanity on both ends of the political spectrum. But seriously, if more people would just wear masks in shared indoor air environments, we could beat this thing and we could get America back on track. So that's why I wear a mask. That's why even though I am attacked and it is said that I am opposed to wearing masks, when I'm practically the only one in independent media who has actually been pro-mask. So, you know, you're lied about no matter what you say in by the lying left-wing media, by the way. So let's each do our part to beat this pandemic, beat this biological weapon, and protect America. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger, Brighteon.com, and naturalnews.com. Thank you for listening.